The COVID-19 pandemic has not affected everyone equally. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Landis, associate professor of sociology at Syracuse University, focuses on one community.
Early in the pandemic, we published a report warning that COVID-19 burden may be greater among people with intellectual and developmental disability. Our concern was based on knowledge that people with these disabilities often experience barriers to receiving quality medical care, frequently live in congregate care settings in which it is difficult to achieve adequate social distancing, and had high rates of death pre-pandemic from respiratory diseases such as pneumonia and pneumonitis. Our recent study of 2020 U.S. death certificate data provides evidence that this was the case. During the first year of the pandemic, COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death among people without an intellectual or developmental disability reported on their death certificate. The story was quite different among people who had an intellectual or developmental disability reported on their death certificate. COVID-19 was the leading cause of death among those with intellectual disability, cerebral palsy, and Down syndrome. In addition, compared to people without an intellectual or developmental disability, the rate of death from COVID-19, as opposed to all other causes of death, was 1.6 times higher for people with intellectual disability, 1.5 times higher for people with cerebral palsy, and 2.1 times higher for people with Down syndrome. There's a well-documented history in the U.S. of marginalizing people with intellectual and developmental disability. Our hope is that we will not add to that history, but will take the necessary steps to ensure that people with intellectual and developmental disability are provided the opportunity to live and thrive, even in the midst of the ongoing pandemic.
That was Scott Landis of Syracuse University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.